Hi there, this is me, Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18, telling you all that you need to know ahead of trade this Friday morning. Well, over the last four trading sessions, the market has been in a bit of a range. In fact, over the last 2 months, it has been in a bit of a range. But just for this week, we've seen an average range of just about 100 points on the Nifty. The last week, average high on the Nifty was 10,940 and average low was 10,840. We eked out slim gains yesterday in the last hour, courtesy Reliance holding up for the bulls, as well as Yes Bank holding up for the Nifty Bank. Just for perspective, yesterday the Nifty Bank ended higher by 16 points, and Yes Bank's contribution out there was 72 points. This week so far, the Nifty has been down about 0.5%, but the mid caps, they've underperformed. The mid cap index is lower by 1.5%. What's batting for the bulls over the last 1 week? It has been Reliance. Ever since the company posted its results last Thursday, the stock is higher by 10%. And for a stock that has almost 9% weight on the index, a 10% move is definitely holding up one end for the index. But we're in a bit of a consolidatory range, and that is what is reflected in all the moving averages as well. If you take a look at the 20-day moving average, it's around the 10,840 mark, which is pretty much close to the 200-day moving average, which is 10,835. And at the lower end, we have the 100-day moving average and the 50-day moving average at around 10,795 and 10,775. So in a sense, all the moving averages on the Nifty are within just about 75 points from each other. That's telling you that over the last many days, we have been stuck in this bit of a limbo. Not just that, the next week is the FNO expiry, and the maximum open interest in calls and puts have been at 11,000 and 10,800 respectively. So that's telling you that even the smart money doesn't believe that we're likely to break out or break down from this range. But the key triggers up until the budget, of course, will one be how the GST collection mops up. Remember, CNBC TV 18 understands that this month's GST collection is also likely to be lower than the government expected 1 lakh crores. Announcements, if any, ahead of the budget to assuage some sort of rural distress or rural farm package or even anything coming in for the MSMEs is something that the street will be watching out for. The budget itself that takes place on Feb 1, and right after the budget there will be the RBI policy. So the RBI will be watchful of what the government spends on the budget and then take a call on the monetary policy. So those will be the macro triggers. Just as far as today is concerned, the two big stocks you need to keep on your radar, L&T and Maruti, they come out with their third quarter results. For Maruti, remember, it is a weak set, which is expected. L&T reporting its results, more important than the results, would of course be the commentary, because that will set the ball rolling for all the capex belief that the street has. In terms of other stocks to watch out for today, keep an eye out on Yes Bank. The stock was higher by almost 15-16% intraday, ended about 10% higher on the new CEO's announcement. But brokerages, while they're enthused about the clarity coming in at the top, they need to know what the RBI's divergence report is, and a likely kitchen sinking remains a key uncertainty. But good results coming in from Biocon. Highest ever quarterly revenue and profits. Revenues were about 46% higher and the net profit grew by 136%. Emphasis also, likely inline quarter, 3% growth in rupee revenue, and the net profit or the operating profit came in at 311 crores. This compares with about 314 crores. PNB Housing, the average yield was very high. Loan growth was 38.3%, which is the slowest in the last two quarters. But the overhang remains Punjab National Bank selling stake in the company. Reliance Power, 16% decline in the revenues, net profit declining by 32%. So it will be very interesting to see how the street takes these numbers. Zee Media reported a good set, 27 crores in the net profit, which indicates more than doubling, and a revenue growth of 23% as well. And finally, watch out for Tata Motors. JLR UK plant will halt production for a week due to Brexit disruption. That stock's been an underperformer, was lower yesterday as well. And also keep an eye out on Linde India from the broader markets. The company has announced that they won't make any counter open offer with regards to the delisting coming in.